Hi friends, welcome to Radiant Restoration Podcast. Will you renew your mind, body, and spirit, restore your faith, and reveal your true identity in Christ? I'm Robin Snow, daughter of the highest king, wife, and mom to two wild boys. I'm a work-from-home mom who has experienced the overwhelming goodness of restoration in my life, and I'm here to share it with you as we walk through motherhood together. Are you tired of just going through the motions of life, have no idea who you are beyond a mother, and lack any confidence in yourself anymore? Well, Mama, go reheat that coffee and prepare to renew, restore, and reveal what transformations the King has in store for you as we discuss holistic health routines you can easily implement to renew your mind, body, and spirit, build your faith in God and His plan for you and your family, and find your identity in Christ and what He has called you to do for the kingdom. Ready for a whole new you through Christ? Let's dive in. Hey y'all, it's finally here, our very first episode of Radiant Restoration Podcast. And I am so excited to finally have things going and get to be on here and share my experiences, share advice, whatever you would like to talk about. I'm so excited to get things going and start getting feedback. So definitely let me know afterwards what you think of the podcast, things you would like to discuss. But for today, we are going to discuss gracefully restored, finding purpose as a Christian wife and mother. So a lot of my story definitely starts from I was in a place where I had just lost myself completely in motherhood. I felt very overwhelmed. I was overstimulated, and I just felt like no one looked at me as anything else other than the mom in this house. And I really started pulling away, just having a lot of resentment in my heart for things and just feeling like everyone else was getting to do the things they liked, the dreams they had, the hobbies they had, and I was just over here momming 24/7. And I started to realize how that was affecting me mentally and physically and spiritually. And in all those ways, I had really lost sight of things. And when I realized that it was a problem, and I decided first and foremost that it was time to bring it back to God, rein it back in, and to see exactly what He had in store for me in life, and not only in motherhood, but in businesses, in which at that time I had no idea what they would ever come to be, but I just did feel that He, you know, wasn't even in the career that He really could be using me in, and that I just really needed to take a step back, reflect on myself, and I needed to begin to heal myself to be the best mother and wife that I could be to my family. So first thing I focused on was getting my mind and my body healthy again. And those two go hand in hand. They work so much together. And I think people don't even understand that if you're not physically healthy, your mind is also not going to be healthy. And so we'll touch more on other episodes about some of the holistic routines that I started and supplements that I started. But first and foremost, turned it to God. And then secondly, I had to get my mind and my body back where they needed to be. I just knew that I was not in a place. I had some weight that I needed to lose. That honestly had a lot of it had come on from either drinking too heavily or medications that I had been taking, which, hello, we shouldn't be mixing those things anyways. But dark place, dark time, lots going on. And so first and foremost, I knew that those were the things that I had to get back right. Another thing that I realized so quickly into the process of trying to start healing myself and bettering myself is that I had no hobbies. So I had nothing that I even did to bring enjoyment or joy to my life. I didn't have anything. I had lost all hobbies that I had previously had. I'd had a few interest, and then I always felt like never have the time to do this. Never went through, which later on in life I figure out that it's actually just that I am crippled by fear in so many things, and the devil always uses that as a target against me. But I started thinking, like, find something that really brings you joy. And I want to point out that I say joy there and not happiness. Because I'm not really, you know, I heard this whole sermon on this one time about the difference in joy and happiness. And hey, maybe I'll touch on that one day. But the biggest thing is that I didn't want to be chasing happiness. I wanted to be seeking joy in life and fulfillment in life beyond just being a mother. And the cool thing about all this is that it actually ended up making me be a better mother and a better wife. Even though I was feeling so overwhelmed by that role at that time. But God, right? So after that, I was really diving deep spiritually. And I know that when you first hear kind of the pillars that I discuss in the podcast, they're kind of different in ways, but honestly, they all in a nutshell end up working together because I was growing in these different places in my life all at one time. And so as I was trying to spiritually grow and I had turned it back over to God, I really started trying to set aside a morning routine time where I was praying and I was journaling and I was talking to God and I was letting Him lead and guide each day for what it was, just that day. All right, God, what do you want me to do today? Show me a place that I can serve you, I can help people, help me to be that for someone, and, you know, just let me guide you throughout the day. Did I always do that? No, I am very much human, and I fell short of that many times. But there were many times that that did help boost my day, start my day totally differently, and I could see the fingerprints of God all over that day. And so this was a routine, a discipline that I began to instill every day and make that 30 minutes by myself, praying, journaling, just talking to God, listening to praise music, reading devotions, just really trying to prepare my heart for the day, exercise maybe 15 minutes sometimes in there. Honestly, it takes me a minute to get up sometimes, so my exercise is more a lunchtime thing. But I really saw the improvement in my mental health and, of course, my spiritual health when I started doing that. And I was like, whoa, I'm actually disciplined in something for once, and I'm actually doing something. Whereas I felt like before that I had like lived in a constant state of chaos and like never stayed structured to anything. So, it was actually a nice discipline to earn. So after I had worked on those things and I really could feel myself healing within, healing in my mind, in my body, growing spiritually, I had it laid on me that I really just needed to figure out next, what had God called me to be in my family? What did He even tell me biblically that I was supposed to be doing, how I was supposed to be serving Him? And then ultimately, the bigger question, what had He called me to do outside of my home as well? And to be spreading the gospel. I knew, I was like, there's something, there's some way, some career that He is giving me that I'm actually going to get to talk about God every single day and share about it. And so I started to dig into that as well. But before that, I did want to know, because the two of the most important roles we will ever have in our lives are, you know, if we're wives and we're mothers, those are very, very important roles. And I wanted to know exactly what God had called us to be in that. So I'm actually going to turn over to the scripture for a minute with that, because of course it's a very popular, scripture, Proverbs 31 woman. We hear it all the time, but me just getting back into it, I'll be honest, that's like what I went straight to and I went and looked to, and now I see why it is so popular all the time, because there are a lot of really great points within this scripture. So it's going to be Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, and it's a wife of noble character. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of my life. All of the days of her life. And so there I had already was like, she makes his life better, not worse. She doesn't cause more trouble for him. Okay, well, I know that my attitude and the way I was handling things and the way I was so on edge about things was not fulfilling that scripture already, because I was already not causing those things for my husband. So I was like, yep, got to do better about that. So then we keep going, and it says she finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship, brings her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plans the day's works for her servant girl. So the one thing that I took away from that part that I had noticed is that she makes and she sells her own items. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. This wife is actually owns a business. That's cool. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. So in that first part where it says she goes to inspect a field and buys it, and with her earnings, she planted a vineyard. So one of the things I noted on the side of that is she's a businesswoman and she's an investor. So she invests in multiple companies. She does multiple ways of business, ways of making money, but all from like an entrepreneurial aspect, it seems. And then, of course, she's energetic and she's strong. She's hardworking, but she does burn the candle late. And, you know, as moms, a lot of us do. Her hands are busy spinning thread and her fingers twisting fibers. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. So on that side note, I put that she had a giving heart. One of the very important things to me to fulfill out of this scripture now that I have seen that. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. So again, she makes all kinds of things. She is definitely an entrepreneur and she's got it going on, it sounds like. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. And I had actually underlined that part in my Bible, that those were very important words to me for some reason. And I think one of the biggest ones was she gives instructions with kindness, because not gonna lie, was not good at that at all. And so I knew that was one of the things I really, really needed to work on. She carefully watches everyone in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all that she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. So after I had read that, it was very shortly after that I began to realize that I was having a pull towards being an entrepreneur, of course, and being able to truly work from home. I had a work from home job at that time, but I wanted to truly come home, set my own schedule, be able to be present for my family, do things with Baylor the last couple of years that he was home, still be available for Brantley and school pickup and all. And so once I had left that job officially, honestly, before I'd ever even left it, it had been laid on my heart and it had been a months and months of praying and seeing God's hand in all things and bringing me to the point where I knew this is what he's telling me to do. I have to be obedient. I have to take that leap of faith. But all throughout that, as I was trying to mold the person that I was going to be going into all of this and the mom and the wife I wanted to be and the example I wanted to set, Proverbs 31 was absolutely an inspiration to the person that I'm trying to be daily. So one more scripture that stuck out to me during that time that I really reflected on a lot was Titus 2 verses 3-5. And it says, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. They must not slander others or be heavy drinkers. Instead, they should teach others what is good. These older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to live wisely and be pure, to work in their homes, to do good, and to be submissive to their husbands. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. And so these two together, honestly, I just reflected on them a lot of times during my prayer and devotion in the morning, just trying to stay focused on being as close to these role models as I could be. Obviously, I'm not perfect. I failed every single day and continue to fail every single day at one of these things, if not more, but it has kept me on course and it has kept me in the Word and looking for guidance from God in the woman that I'm supposed to be. So finally, after that, I felt like it was just really important to remove things that took away from my joy or time for my family. And this is not an easy task. Sometimes we're super overstimulated and we have a lot going on, but it may be because we're trying to do too many things. And that was certainly where I was at in a place. And there were a lot of things that I was keeping in my life that were allowing the devil to tempt me and to attack me. And I realized that if I was going to be living within God's will, within the identity of the person that He had made me to be, my role as a Christian, my role as a wife, my role as a mother, then I needed to take a reflection at all of those things, and that I needed to remove anything that was unpure or uncleanly or was not helping me to reach this goal. And so I did. I began to just really dive deep into things like, I got control of my drinking. I had to get control of being lazy. I had become a lazy person in the time that I did have free, instead of making the time that I needed for myself, having self-care, and then that way that I could do well in things. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed the very first episode of the podcast, because I know I have. And like I said, please feel free to follow me on all social media platforms. I do have a separate TikTok account I am building now for Radiant Restoration. So follow that information down below and drop some comments for some things that you would like to hear about. I would like to close us out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. For every woman who is listening to this right now, Lord, I pray that you let her know first and foremost that she is more than whatever she feels right now. The overwhelmed, the overstimulated, the people only want me because I'm their mom or I'm the wife that can do the things that need to be done. I just pray that you help them to see themselves through your eyes first and foremost, Lord, and to help them to dive in and to find that restoration within themselves, that they are called for more and that they're called for more in those roles as a wife and mother, and to be able to find the purpose of those while we are here on this earth, Lord. I just pray that you help her to overcome any struggles or battles that she is facing, Lord, that she will be able to begin to heal all parts of her body, her mind, her spirit, Lord, and that she will realize that these dark days do not have to last forever. They do not have to define who she is, and that you have a whole new life and view of life out there for her if she's just willing to surrender to you and let you be the ultimate healer and start to work within her, Lord. I thank you for all that you've done in my life, all the changes that you've made, Lord, and that I will continue on that path. I know I'm far, far from where I need to be, Lord, but I see daily you working in me and you helping me to grow, Lord. And I pray that all of these wonderful ladies will do the same, Lord, and that we will start a revolution of moms who are so fueled by the Holy Spirit that we are just absolutely unstoppable, Lord. And we are praying with the authority that you give us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So be sure to go give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram. You can find the information in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. God bless.